This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, October 12th. God's word for you today is the fundamentals. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 2, verse 8, and it says, "Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession." One of the best ways of getting the best out of relationships is by asking the right questions. And like we said yesterday, most people do not know how to ask questions in relationships. You have people around you, even now, who know things that can change your life forever. You have people around you with keys to your next level, even right now. You do not know because you have not asked the right questions. You have people around you with perspectives that can totally change your life. I once had the privilege of hanging with a 20-year-old young man. By God's grace, I know a little bit more than him, I think. He is really fantastic, very quiet, very reserved, but very intelligent, and I love him. For most of the time we spent together, I was asking him questions, listening to him, and learning from him. The Bible says, "A wise man will listen and increase his learning." Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Please read. Then towards the end of our time together, I decided to teach him a life lesson. I said to him, "Ask me a question, any question." "I do not know how to ask questions," he responded. So I taught him how to ask questions. There is a skill to asking questions, and that skill is the skill of unlocking the reservoir of the person you are doing life with. So he started asking questions, and I am confident that he will get better with practice. Do you know how to ask questions? I am not talking about questions that irritate people. Some people are masters at asking irritating questions. I am talking about questions that unlock the well reservoir of knowledge. It is wise to learn from experience, but guess what? It is wiser to learn from other people's experiences. It is even less painful. I do not have all the time to learn everything by experience. I have great men around me who have had these experiences. So what do? I ask them questions. What I am saying in essence is, keep on learning. So, to bring the five together, test every thought. Helmet your head. Imagine great thoughts. Nourish your mind. Keep on learning. Think. To have metamorphosis in your mind, you need to test every thought. Helmet your head. Imagine great thoughts. Nourish your mind. Keep on learning. You need to T-H-I-N-K. Think. It is so important that we go back to the fundamentals, because it is the people that have the fundamentals in place that will lead the next decade. This is why we are focusing on the fundamentals, the small things nobody sees that bring about the big things everybody wants. Let us pray. Father, help me to test every thought. Helmet my mind. Imagine great thoughts. Nourish a godly mind. And keep on learning. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.